We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 112. You can ask questions on the website and we'll ask selected ones during the lesson. 112, the world of correction and the Numa emerged from the Metzach of Ak. 112. From the beginning of the preface to this point, we have thoroughly explained the first four Paltzufim of Ak. The first Paltzuf of Ak, called Galgalta, whose coupling by striking performed on phase four, and its ten Sfirot are at the level of Keter. The second Paltzuf of Ak is called Ab Av Ak. The coupling by striking in it is done on coarseness of phase three, and its ten Sfirot are at the level of Chokhmah. It clothes from Peh of Paltzuf Galgalta downward. The third Paltzuf of Ak is called Sag of Ak. The coupling by striking in it is done on the coarseness of phase two, and its ten Sfirot are at the level of Bina. It clothes from Peh of Paltzuf Ab of Ak downward. The fourth Paltzuf of Ak is called Ma of Ak. The coupling by striking in it is done on coarseness of phase one, and its ten Sfirot are on the level of Zer Anpin. This Paltzuf clothes from the Tabul of Sag of Ak downward and is divided into internality and externality. The internality is called Ma and Bon of Ak, and the externality is called the world of Nikudim. This is where the association of Malchut in Bina, called the second restriction, takes place, as well as the Katnut, Gadlut, and raising Man, and the Da'at, which determines and copulates the Chochmah and Bina face to face, and the issue of the breaking of the vessels, since all these were initiated in the fourth Paltzuf of Ak, called Ma, or the world of Nikudim.
Questions about what we just read? None. Okay. So let's continue. Or should we read again? Read again.
Again, 112. The world of correction and the Numa that emerged from the Metzach of Ak. From the beginning of the preface to this point, we have thoroughly explained the first four Paltzufim of Ak. The first Paltzuf of Ak is called Paltzuf Galgalta, whose coupling by striking is performed on phase four, and its ten Sfirot are at the level of Keter. The second Paltzuf of Ak is called Ab Av Ak. The coupling by striking in it is done on the coarseness of phase three, and its ten Sfirot are at the level of Chochmah. It clothes from Peh of Paltzuf Galgalta downward. The third Paltzuf of Ak is called Sag of Ak. The coupling by striking in it is done on coarseness of phase two, and its ten Sfirot are at the level of Bina. It clothes from the Peh of Paltzuf of Ak downward. The first Paltzuf of Ak, fourth Paltzuf of Ak, is called Ma of Ak. The coupling by striking in it is done on coarseness of phase three, and its ten Sfirot are on the level of Zer Anpin. This Paltzuf clothes from Tabu of Sag of Ak downward and is divided into internality and externality. The internality is called Ma and Bon of Ak, and the externality is called the world of Nikudim. This is where the association of Malchut in Bina, called the second restriction, takes place, as well as the Katnut, Gadlut, the raising of Man, and the Da'at, which determines and copulates the Chochmah and Bina face to face, and the issue of the breaking of the vessels, since all these were initiated in the fourth Patsuf of Ak, called Ma, or the world of Nikudim.
Okay, well, let's hear PT-19.
Good morning, friends. He mentions the four Patsufim here, and the first one of Ak, he says that the coupling by striking is on the coarseness of the ten Sfirot in it from Tabo below. So what's the difference between the four Patsufim? Why does he mention them?
The difference between the four Patsufim is upon what coarseness do they make themselves resemble the force of bestowal of the upper light. That's it. All in all, each one of them, according to its coarseness and the screen on the coarseness, wants to resemble the upper light. And then it turns out that from the great coarseness, greatest coarseness, we have a cascading of the Patsufim until there's a possibility in them to receive the force of restriction and the screen from the light and to resemble themselves like to the upper light. And four Patsufim emerge from that. Galgalta, Absag, Adma, and Mon. He connects them together, basically.
He says that the ten Sfirot of the Anpin clothes from Tabu below, does the order of the Patsufim change of the Patsufim?
No, but rather below Tabor we have more additions that we're about to learn now. There's a world of correction there. All these Patsufim that emerged for us in the world of Adam Kadmon are only Patsufim of Keter. That's how they cascaded from above downwards without the mingling of the will to receive from below upwards. They cascade directly from above downwards. That's it.
Tel Aviv 3. Can you explain why the shattering of the vessels didn't, like, stop the system but made a reorder? And what is that order?
The shattering of the vessels cannot stop the system from going, because the system is managed from above, according to its plan. It's not that the system itself can bring itself to what it thinks. There's the thought of creation that has to be realized all the way. That's it. And there is no paralyzing here, or shutting it down, because there are screens, there are restrictions that can still work in order to bestow. That's why this system cannot be paralyzed. Kiev.
Is there love? The question disappeared, actually.
Okay. Be well. It will come later. It's providence from above. Let it be this way. It's okay. Now, Chaderavan.
I think that here he just mentions a lot of things, and nothing's clear about it. The world of Nikudim is completely different of the upper Ma. And it was built as previous Patsufim. And the world of Nikudim was built completely different.
But that's not his intention. What he says is that the will to receive keeps on working as much as it can, imagine itself, adapting itself to the will to bestow. And that's why the Patsufim keep on emerging. Above Tabo, below Tabo, They keep on going. Wherever there still is an ability to perform a restriction, a screen, and reflected light, that's where the potsofim are being built.
But how can he connect the external part of potsuf of nikudim and the mavak is the internal part? How can you connect between them? It's not clear.
Because everything comes out of Rosh of Sag. The Sag is in charge and the place of birth for all these potsufim. That's it. The will to bestow of Sag determines that all these potsufim will practically emerge and be realized. Latin 2.
My question is, what is the masach, the screen, what's its role in the whole potsuf?
The screen is everywhere you have a will to receive. That's it. It's only that we say that there is a screen in the peh of the rosh, and there is a screen in the chazeh, in the tabu, in the siyum raglin. But actually, there's a screen wherever there's a desire. There has to be a restriction over the desire and the screen to work with the desire in order to bestow. That's how it works. All right.
Merkaz One.
Okay, Merkaz One.
What can we learn from the division of the potsufim and the work?
That as long as the coarseness is still in reality, the feeling you're different from the Creator, then this feeling of difference awakens the created being to perform all kinds of actions with the equivalence of form with the Creator. Because there's a collision between the coarseness, the feeling of coarseness, and the feeling of light being the opposite of each other. That's what awakens the created being to perform actions of equivalence with the light. Okay, Mac 3.
He writes about the inner part and the external part. What does he mean in relation to what is it, internal or external?
That's something we'll learn. Now we're going to have the potsofim that spread below the tabo of Ak or of Gilgalta. They have both internality and externality. Internality is Nekudot of Sag, externality is Ma and Bon, and we will see what other divisions there we have there. There are many Patsufim, Olamot, world, full Olamot, worlds, and we'll learn that. Brazil too.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Clear. Rav, we're talking about the screen, you know, upper light and all of these things and the desire, all of these states. Is it possible to get a hold of this desire? And what is the best way to bring all of this and elevate?
Okay, I see that your questions are not in the direction of the lesson. They're spread in different directions. So let's move on and keep on reading.
113. These five phases of coarseness in the screen are named after the Sfirot and the Rosh. That is Galgalta, Enaim, and Achap. And the coarseness of phase four is called Peh, on which the first Potsuf of Ak emerges. The coarseness of phase three is called Chotem, on which Potsuf Ab Avak emerges. The coarseness of phase two is called Ozen, on which Partsuf Sag Avak emerges. The coarseness of phase one is called Nigbe Yenaim, which Partsuf Ma Avak of the world of Nikudim emerge. The coarseness of the root is called Galgalta or Metzach, on which the world of correction emerges. It is called the Numa, since the Partsuf of Ak is the core of Partsuf Ma'avak, as it emerges from Nigbe Enaim at the level of Zeranpin called Havaya of Ma. But the fifth Partsuf Avak, which emerges on the Metzach, that is, the phase of Galgalta, considered as the coarseness of the root, actually has only the level of Malchut called Bon. Yet, because the first Partsuf of clothing remain there too, namely the phase of Zeranpin is called Ma as well. Through the name of Ma that emerged from the Metzach of Ak, meaning the incorporation of the coarseness of the root called Metzach. It is also called the new Ma to distinguish it from the Ma that emerged from Nigbe Enaim of Ak. This new Partsuf of Ma is called the world of correction or the world of Atzilut.
Read it again.
Again, 113. These five phases of coarseness in the screen are named after the Sfirot and the Rosh, that is, Galgalta, Enaim, and Achap. The coarseness of phase four is called Peh, on which the first Partsuf of Ak emerges. The coarseness of phase three is called Chotem, on which Partsuf Ab of Ak emerges. The coarseness of phase two is called Ozen, on which Partsuf Sag of Ak emerges. The coarseness of phase one is called Nigbe Enaim, on which Partsuf Ma of Ak and the world of Nikudim emerge. But the coarseness of the root phase is called Galgalta or Metzach, on which the world of correction emerges. It is called the Numa, since the fourth Partsuf of Ak is the core of Partsuf Ma of Ak, as it emerges from the Nikbe Enaim at the level of Zeranpin. Called Havaya of Ma.
So maybe I'll continue. Called Havaya of Ma. But the fifth Partsuf of Ak that emerged from the Metzach, meaning Galgalta, which is Aviyut of Shorish, root, coarseness, has only the level of Malchut called Bon. Yet, because the first phase of clothing remained there too, namely the phase of Zeranpin, it is called Ma as well. Though by the name of Ma that emerged from Metzach Avak, meaning from the incorporation of the coarseness of the root called Metzach, it is also called the new Ma to distinguish it. Additionally, to Ma, to distinguish it from the Ma that emerged from Nikve Enayim Avak. This new Partsuf of Ma is called the world of correction or the world of Atzilut. There are many details here, and it seems to us that it's difficult, but in truth, there is nothing here besides explaining to us what's going on here in a simple schematic way. He gives us a list of Partsufim that emerge from Bchina Daled, the fourth phase, and on. After the first restriction, what do we get? Now, let's hear a few questions. Well, give one.
Дорогой Раб, а чем этот новый ма отличается от ма просто ма?
In what is the new ma different than the previous ma?
Ma is called a potzuf that comes out on the coarseness of we have galgal tabzag and then ma and bon. Five potzufim. So Galgalta is the potzuf of Keter. Ab is Chokhmah. Sag is Bina. Ma is Zeranpin. And Bon is Malchut. There's five potzufim that need to come out. Now, what do we get from this? That when these potzufim come, it turns out that we have a problem here. There's like an addition to the cascading of the potzufim, and it all comes from the fact that there aren't sufficient forces in those potzufim, meaning in the screens, that these potzufim can come out in a whole way. And then, so it turns out we have Galgalta Absag that are whole, big potzufim, that's called Gar, the first three potzufim. Then we have more potzufim of Ma and Bon that come out of Sag. And in Sag, we already understand that it wants to be like Keter, but already from being completely in bestowal, it wants to reach a form of bestowal of its own, but it can't, only under the condition that it takes the force of reception and raises it to him, and give birth, if so, to actions of bestowal. Sag itself doesn't have enough forces. It's not Keter, it's just Sag. That's why it turns out that the corrections that take place below the Tabu are partial corrections. Partial. That's one thing. The second thing is that, well, I don't see a lot of questions, but Kiev, do you still want to ask?
I just wanted to be precise about Ma. It says here that it comes out over the root coarseness, but if it's Zeranpin, why is it root coarseness?
Yeah, coarseness of phase one, and we'll speak about it more. There are a lot of little additions here that we truly have to pay attention, and we'll speak about them all. So, Kavkaz.
Did I understand correctly that the new Ma is made of these four components?
No, every potsuf is divided into 10 sefirot or 5 potsufim within it, and it of itself, like all the other potsufim, just in each one, there are additions, and these additions are usually, they stem from that the more the potzufim move further away from the beginning of the cascading of Ein Sof, they become weaker. Their screen is weaker. That's why they can't behave like the previous potzufim. And they try to resemble the upper potzufim in all kinds of additional corrections that they can do. A bit more and a bit more to resemble the upper, more exalted potzufim. That's why they clothe in all kinds of actions called corrections. That's how they implement themselves. So eventually, after many, many corrections, all kinds, we have to understand that all the Palsufim from the Rosh of Galgalta until the Siyum of Galgalta, they all clothe on Galgalta. And eventually, when they connect, they will bring all these Palsufim to a circle, to the complete form of the will to receive in order to bestow. And for now, we learn how it happens, how it takes place in actions. PT 35.
Friends, dear Rav, out of these excerpts we started learning, we understand that as a result of the second restriction of Binah, the common Rosh, it divides into Gal of Nikvei Naim and Zat of Ozan. The question is, what's not clear is, where is the screen now? In what place? In what border?
It all
depends what you're asking about. In Pev Ab, in Pev Galgalta, and Ab, and Pev Sag, then the screen is in the Pev Ab Aveim of Nikudim, then it shatters that screen. And now we're speaking about the world of correction, that the world of correction comes, and it's Atzilut Briya Yetzira Siha, a new system that behaves according to its own screens. We'll learn about it. Soon we're getting to it. For now, he doesn't tell us about it yet. PT 33.
How can we not be confused when the changes change all the time, the names changes all the time?
There's no problem here. You need to connect all these things to 10 Sefirot, or 5 Patsufim. All in all. Or to different degrees of Aviyut. There's no more than that. You have 5. And in those 5, you have everything.
But why does he change the names? Does he want to confuse us?
That depends on where you are. He can't call all the parts of all the Patsufim. He can't call them in the same name. You won't know what he's talking about. That's why, all in all, you have 10, no more. And no less. 10 parts in creation. From the will to receive, there was something different from the light, and the light that bestows upon it built its development through 10 parts, 10 degrees. You have nothing but that. But when you reach, when you start studying, you need different names. Just like we speak about each and every person, you don't call every person, hey, man, you have to give him a name to discern in what he is different than the others. So for that, we have a lot of signs, even in this world. He has a personal number, he has a name, a last name, all kinds of things. What can you do?
But here he's talking about the same phenomenon, the Patsuf of Nikodim. Why does he call it Patsuf rather than Olam? Why in this item he calls it Patsuf?
Because that's how he functions, like a Patsuf. But when he receives an addition of coarseness and starts dividing into a lot of Patsufim, that's already called a world. Asia.
Thank you. Is it correct while we learn to draw in my mind the sketches you did with the Olamot and Galgalta Anayim?
I recommend to do it if you can. if you like it. There's people who like drawing. I used to really like it. And you can see it in my archive. That's where it all is. And please, try. I had, you know, big folders. I had albums. I also went overseas and came back with them, and all the congresses and lectures. I used to draw a lot. It's especially good with beginners because they feel these things, it's more tangible, it's closer. But truly, Kabbalists wouldn't really support that because then a person thinks that that's what he has before him and he doesn't try and pass it emotionally into himself. And we want, yes, we want all these things to enter our feelings, especially that we exist in the last generation where everyone must reach a state where they will all know me from big to small. That's why less and less drawing.
Rav, excuse me, I thought I meant my memory, not to sit and draw. We drew it many times. Can we bring it back when you explain?
The memory also needs to be not an intellectual memory, pictures, but emotional memories. Emotional. And there's a difference, there's a big difference. Like if you say big about something in emotions and big something in your mind, it can be a big distance, big in intensity and depth and so on. So we need as much as we can to give them spiritual discernments of what we're speaking about. That you will start saying Galgalta Absag. So instead of that, you'll depict actions of bestowal that come from the Creator and clothe in the created being. And that's how you'll get the essence of the actions and not otherwise. Otherwise, you're just going to have drawings that exist on a piece of paper and not in your emotions. And it's a very big difference between being a wise guy, as the Kabbalists say, that a person just studying these things as pictures, drawings, and someone that tries to draw it as it's written right on your heart. On your heart, you need to write, you have to write this on your desires. Then you'll study correctly. And it's a big difference in writing on your heart and writing on paper. That's why, as much as in the past, I used to push my students into writing and drawing, and today I see that in practice, we are coming close to the emotional implementation and we have to realize it in our feelings. That's why the less drawings, unless you want, you can go to the archive and see all these things there with all the prefaces already explained. And you'll see it.
Beseder.
Okay.
Latin 1.
Latin 1.
Rab, ¿por qué el Parshut de Bon, en la quinta parte de Ak, que ya el Aviut es fase cero, que no tiene Aviut, ¿por qué?
Why is it that Parshut Bon? Ask again, please.
Sí. ¿A qué se debe que el Parshut de Bon
What is the significance of Partsuf Bon having coarseness zero? Receiving only the degree of Malchut. If it has a complete equivalence.
No, that's how we call it. The degrees of coarseness in the screen. But obviously it's not Malchut, it's the 10 Sfirot on the lowest degree that can be in order to bestow. And that's why we call it the level of Malchut. But there's 10 Sfirot, Keter, Chochma, Bina, all the Sfirot until Malchut.
Gracias.
That's how we're comparing the Paltzufim with one another. Like sometimes we say it about a person, he has no head. So what, there's such a thing that he has no head? But he behaves as if he doesn't have it. That's what we're saying here too. In each and every Paltzuf, we have 10 Sfirot. All the lights and vessels and everything, just its degree is very small. That it has all parts in a big person, just he behaves in them, he functions like a child. So we say as if he doesn't have anything except for, let's say, a pair of mouth. That's Malchut. That's our calculation. Neper.
What is the state? Where the Sfirah of Daat only appeared, and we already say we don't take Keter into account in this state. What is this state?
That you have to go back a bit at the preface, and that is when we combine Bina and Malchut with Chochma and Keter, that in Bina we have the force of Malchut, and then Bina functions in its will to receive as the Keter, and from that the point of Daat is built in it. We'll speak about it more, it's before us. Okay, Tel Aviv 4.
I couldn't
understand the beginning of this item, the first sentence.
113?
Yes.
These five phases of coarseness in the screen are named after the Sfirot and the Rosh. That is Galgal Te'anayim and Achat. The coarseness of phase four is called Peh, on which Partsuf of Ak emerges. The coarseness of phase three is called Chotem, on which Partsuf Ab of Ak emerges. The coarseness of phase two is called Ozen, on which Partsuf Sag of Ak emerges. The coarseness of phase one is called Nikbe Enayim, on which Partsuf Ma'av Ak and the world of Nikud emerge. That's how it's called, Partsuf. Then from it, there's an expansion. The coarseness of the root phase is called Galgalta or Metzach, on which the world of correction emerges. It's called the Numa. Since the fourth Partsuf of Ak, next paragraph, but the fifth Partsuf of Ak, which emerges from the Metzach, Gulgolet, the skull, that is the phase of Galgalta, considered the coarseness of root or Malchut. It's called Bon. Yet, because the first phase of clothing remain there too, namely the phase of Zeranpin, it is called Ma as well. Though the Ma, the name of Ma that emerges of the Metzach Havak, because it's the incorporation of the coarseness of the root called Metzach. It is also, that's why it has an ability to work in something, that it was incorporated with the coarseness, even though it's the coarseness of the root. It is also called the Numa to distinguish it from the Ma that emerged on Nikbe Enayim Avak. This new Partsuf of Ma is called the world of correction or the world of Atzilut. So even though it comes as the coarseness of the root, and supposedly it has nothing in it, it can include inside it everything from above, downward, and, well, let's say, to build itself from all the other forms. And that's why it actually through the upper light from above and the forces of Malchut that come from below, it will be called the world of correction.
Over what screen?
The screen from 0 to 4.
In the beginning of this, Adam, what screen is he talking about?
These five coarseness of the screen.
What screen is this he talks about?
It's the Masach that stands in the Rosh of Sag, and from it, it starts expanding in the building of the Potsufim below the Tabu. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. From below, up, from above, downward.
No. Rosh of Sag? Rosh of Sag, then he writes here that the coarseness of the fourth phase is called Peh, over which the Aviyut of Aleph Da'ak emerged.
That he tells you from Galgata, where it came from, he explains all of the cascading. The first Potsuf of Vak, that it came out of Peh Rosh of Vak, right? Of Gilgalta. From below upward is the Rosh, and then downward is the Guf. That's Gilgalta. I still want to do 114 also. We should still understand why the first three levels of Ak, called Galgalta Absag, are not considered three worlds, but three Partsufim. And why the first Partsuf of Ak changed into being world. And not a partsuf. It is likewise with the fifth partsuf of Ak, since the fourth partsuf called the world of Nikudim, and the fifth partsuf called the world of Atzilut, or the world of correction, meaning these partsufim, why are they called like that? Because Galgalta Absag, it's clear to us, they are partsufim, and the partsuf that needs to be called Zeranpin, and the Partsuf that needs to be called Malchut, those two Partsufim aren't just any Partsufim, they are worlds. That the fourth Partsuf is called the world of Nikudim, and the fifth Partsuf is called the world of correction. And in the middle, there are more worlds of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzirah, Asiya. All these things are things we're going to learn, but this whole system is a system on how to correct the shattering that we learned about, because the vessels were shattered that wanted to receive in order to bestow, and it didn't work out for them. They were shattered. So these vessels now, from the shattering, need to rise to resurrect And from them, the worlds are built. Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya. And when all these worlds finish being scrutinized, finish correcting the shattered vessels, then from this, all the general vessel, the Malchut of Ein Sof, will rise and we will get Gemar HaTikun. We need to discuss it and work on it and also see where we are there, because these worlds are external vessels. But where are we, humans, in all of this? That's what we still have to clarify, but that will be maybe tomorrow or for sure in the future. Okay?
No, ulai neten li.
Well, maybe we'll let the women ask for a few minutes. Kolman? He's sleeping in a way that you can't touch him. Kolman.
Shela mi.
A question from
PT 38.
What is the role of the world of correction? What is corrected in it, and when does it emerge, and why?
The world of correction needs to correct the shattering and everything that came out of it. It brings the system called Olamot. By that, it corrects a system called souls until everything will work out in a way that it will come to the complete correction in order to bestow.
Question from Moscow 18. Does the shattering mean the shattering of the borders between Bina and Malchut? And if so, why is there no integration when parts of Bina enter Malchut?
Because there wasn't a right incorporation, good one. It was lacking the screen. That's why it shattered. It's a right question. But in this question, the answer itself is in there too. That because there wasn't the right incorporation, so then, that's why they were shattered. Next.
Chile 1. The worlds that were born by the Creator after the restriction, the second restriction, are they parallel to the worlds that were born before, after the first restriction?
The created being is called Adam, man. That was created after all the worlds of Abia came, and then the Partsuf of Adam Arishon came, and we will learn about him separately. After the whole system of the worlds will be clarified, we'll understand where the Adam is in there and what its role is there. How it needs to cause the correction of all the system. So now we're learning the system, how it supposedly takes place on its own, how it's corrected on its own. Afterwards, we'll learn how man corrects the system of the worlds. It's before us. Yes.
Mark 21. How are the 10 Sefirot revealed in us? How can we identify them?
What questions they have, the women, huh? Better than the men's. Where are the 10 Sefirot revealed? I'll tell you. They are revealed, the desires revealed in us, the desire to attain the Creator, the desire to know our Creator, to discover our Creator, and when we go towards that, towards revealing the Creator, that's through equivalence of form with Him, that we want to build inside us the image of the Creator, and from that we'll know Him. We can't know anything from the outside. We always know something that's in us, just like now. Just like now. Let's say, look at a baby. What does he discover? What does he reveal? Something inside him. He develops more so he can absorb more. That's how we are. We have to reach a state that we will open ourselves not only as vessels of reception, but also as vessels of bestowal. Then from this, and only from this, we will know the upper world, the spiritual world. And in this way, we can advance.
A
question from Moscow 18. The Paltzufim below the Taba, what's the importance of the addition they give us here with the correction of Malchut Ein Sof?
We only exist in them. Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya. In these worlds, we exist. In the Paltzufim above Tabor, it's Keter Chochma Bina, it's called, or Gagalta Absag. We attain them later on, but somehow we're not speaking about it. There's the ascending of the worlds, but for now we have to see ourselves how we attain the entire system that is below the Tabu. And for now, for us, it's to identify with the world of Atzilut.
That's it in the meantime.
Okay, so thank you, women. Your questions are very good and important. And we will see you all as usual tomorrow. I'm asking, the most important is to repeat faith above reason, what we were speaking about this morning. I mean the first lesson. And by that we'll have great advancement. I see according to the materials that are opening up before us, we're advancing nicely. So repeat this material again and again, the more the better. And Moshe?
And the schedule for today, 10 till 11, there's a writer's meeting with Rav Lightman. And let's sing a song.
Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. The signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. נחזיק ביחד מעל ההבדלים, נראה איך אהבה מכסה על הפשעים. Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting. Above thoughts of me beyond the horizon. Together we see through the town that we're living in.
Sentimos la distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da. Nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad. Мы падаем и вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. И сердце в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.
Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing.